Yes, of course. But, you know, we're quite happy with the court's ruling. This is a victory for our oceans and for our coastal communities. It means that the government's decision to allow Total to drill for oil and gas has been overturned, and the court has really affirmed our right to an environment that's safe and healthy.
Indeed. And what would have the impacts have been on the environment? Obviously, pollution is one issue, but I mean, what would have been the impacts? Because these companies always say that the local populations are going to actually benefit from all of this.
So that's usually the narrative that they put forward, but in reality, that's often not the case. So this judgment is a big win for small-scale fishers and coastal communities in particular. These are people who derive their livelihoods from a healthy ocean, and you know, in the event that there was an oil spill, it would have been catastrophic. And, you know, the problem is they weren't really included in the process. And this is something that really affects their lives as a whole. So they should have been included more in the process because this is where they've been tied to for generations and generations.
No, absolutely. Hundreds of years and, in fact, if not thousands of years. Is there any indication that Total are going to appeal this decision, or is this now issue now cut and dried because this has been going on for quite a few years?
Yes. So at the moment, the judgment just got released yesterday, so it's a bit too soon for us to know whether Total is going to appeal the judgment. But, you know, the issue, it's not cut and dry as yet, because what the court has essentially done is has taken the matter and referred it back to the minister and the department to reassess their decision, but under more specific guidelines where they have to take more things into consideration. So Total could still reapply, but they would have to start the process afresh, and the entire process would start again. So I wouldn't say it's over as yet. We still have to wait and see what Total wants to do.
But in the meantime, local people along our coastline can breathe a little bit more easily until we see what Total does, but at least the environment in the medium term is protected.
Yes, that's correct, because at the moment the project has to come to a stop. So, yeah, people can rest assured, at least for the time being, that things are going to stop. And if Total does go ahead, it's going to be another process that could take a few months again, and then we would begin the process of appealing once more and be placed against the department once more. So, it is a moment for a relief.
Shahil Singh, legal advisor at the Green Connection, thanks for joining us on Newsbeat. It's been a great honor.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.